This morning, I want to talk to you a word from the Lord. I want to talk to you this morning about when ruin comes to a busy man's house. When ruin comes to a busy man's house. Go with me to two passages of Scripture. I want to go to Psalm 119, and then I want to go to 1 Kings chapter 20. When ruin comes to a busy man's house, when you're walking in the perfect will of the Lord and you love the Lord and you're walking in obedience to the Lord, walking in obedience to His calling, whether His calling is in full-time ministry or whether His calling, you are a light on your job or in your business, whatever it is, when you're walking out the Lord's calling, you will find yourself in times of busyness. You will find yourself being very busy about the work of the Lord. We find ourselves being diligent in the Father's business and taking care of the Father's business. And there are times that we are very busy in the work of the Lord, whatever it is He's called us to do. But brothers and sisters, when you truly love the Lord with all of your heart and you're sold out and you're walking in obedience to what God has called you to do, busyness never becomes an excuse to not seek the Lord. Busyness never becomes an excuse not to spend quality time in the Word of the Lord, in tending to the Word of the Lord. You know, we learn here at Mount Zion School of Ministry, we learn to get up early in the morning and give the first part of our day to the Lord, because it's so vital that we spend time in God's presence. We spend time seeking the face of the Lord. Because as you go about your day, sometimes we become very busy. And as we go about our day, when our work is over and our work is done, we can be very tired and we just don't seem to have that energy. So it's in the early morning hours that we get up and we spend the first part of the day with the Lord, because that is so important. Brothers and sisters, when you're walking out the will of God and walking in obedience to His calling upon your life, that's where the life comes from. When you're in ministry, that's where the life comes from. It comes from that personal, intimate time with God. It comes from spending time with the Lord. So busyness never becomes an excuse to neglect the presence of the Lord, to neglect prayer, to neglect spending time in the Word of the Lord. Now, with that in mind, I want to read two passages of Scripture this morning. I want to look at Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now go with me to verse 133. It says, "Order my steps in thy word." Very powerful verse there. "Order my steps in thy word." Now go with me to 1 Kings chapter 20, and we're going to read one verse. Verse 42 says, "And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, because thou hast let go out of thine hand a man who I have appointed to utter destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people." And here what we see is a prophet. He's speaking to King Ahab. He's speaking the mind of the Lord to a king by the name of Ahab. And we'll talk about this in a minute. But what I want us to see here is that so often when we think about King Ahab, we think about how evil and how wicked he was. When we think about King Ahab, most of the time when we hear sermons on King Ahab and think about King Ahab, we think about his evil marriage and his evil alliance to a woman named Jezebel. Jezebel was a very wicked woman, and we see as we go through the Scriptures just how wicked she was. She was a woman who was demon-possessed. She was a woman who led the children of Israel into Baal worship. She was a woman who offered human sacrifices to her gods. She was a woman who had the righteous prophets of the Lord slain. And she tried to purge out the truth in the land of Israel, because that's what the prophets of the Lord are. They are voices of truth. So she tried to stamp out the voice of truth in the land of Israel. And we see that she was a very evil person. She was a person who caused much destruction to the land of Israel. And so often when we think about Ahab and hear sermons on Ahab, so often we hear about his evil marriage and his alliance with this woman named Jezebel. But the truth I want to bring before you this morning is simply this. His marriage to Jezebel was only a byproduct of what was the real problem. His marriage to this evil queen was only an offshoot to what was the real problem, the source of a problem. And we're going to look at that in a minute. This morning we read one scripture from 1 Kings chapter 20. And for time's sake, I just want to explain to you 1 Kings chapter 20. In 1 Kings chapter 20, there's an evil Syrian king named Ben-Hadad. And he comes to do battle with the Lord's people. And what you have to know about this evil king is he was a plague to the people of God. He was a thorn in their side. The people of Israel, they feared this evil king, the Syrian king. He was always coming in and invading their land. He was always coming in to villages and pillaging and killing and destroying. And the people of Israel lived in torment over this king. They feared this king. So in 1 Kings chapter 20, the Lord says, now I'm going to deal with this evil king. I'm going to deal with this evil king. Now I'm going to reckon with this evil king. And God had a word concerning this evil king. In 1 Kings chapter 20, God had a counsel. There was something on his mind that he purposed for this evil king. And again, you find that in verse 42. Look at, with me again at verse 42. Thus saith the Lord, because thou hast let go out of thine hand a man who I appointed to utter destruction. So this was God's counsel concerning this evil king. God's word was this. Now I'm going to deal with him. Now I'm going to destroy him. Now I'm finally going to liberate my people and free them from his tyranny, free him from his fear, from the fear of this man. I'm going to deal with this man now. That was the mind of the Lord. That was the counsel of the Lord. But what we see here, in chapter 20, instead of Ahab dealing with this man like he should, instead of Ahab fulfilling the counsel of the Lord, Ahab lets this man go. See, 1 Kings chapter 20, God sets up a battle because he wants to deal with this man. God puts it in Ben-Hadad's heart to bring his armies against the people of Israel. It was from the heart of the Lord. Because the Lord wanted to cause Ahab and his armies to finally destroy this man. He wanted to put this man in reach of Ahab's sword. And in 1 Kings chapter 20, Ahab and his armies defeat this Syrian king. They defeat Ben-Hadad and his Syrian host. And he has Ben-Hadad captured, and now Ben-Hadad is at the point of his sword. He now has the ability, if he wants to put Ben-Hadad in prison and to bring him to the guillotines and to fulfill the word of the Lord and destroy him. But instead of destroying this man, instead of fulfilling the counsel and the word of the Lord for this man, what King Ahab does is he spares this man's life. He lets this man go. And the Lord is very angry at Ahab. There's an anger in his heart. You can read it here because Ahab failed to fulfill the word of the Lord. And after the battle is over and King Ahab lets this evil, wicked king go, the Lord sends a prophet to King Ahab. And this prophet comes and he begins to tell Ahab a parable. And in the parable, the Lord tells Ahab what his problem is. The Lord tells Ahab why he failed to fulfill the mind of the Lord. And you can find that in verse 40. Look at 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 40. And the prophet says, and as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. He says, and as thy servant was busy here and busy there, he was gone. In other words, what the Lord is telling Ahab is this. It is because of your busyness that this man escaped. It's because of your busyness that this man slipped through your hands. He's saying to King Ahab, you were too busy to hear the word of the Lord. You were too busy to seek my mind in this matter. You were too busy to tend to the word of the Lord and deal with something that should have been dealt with. See, the problem here, Ahab, is you were just too busy to tend to the word of the Lord. And here's the point. When the priority of our life isn't seeking the Lord and daily spending time in His Word, we let things slip by that ought to be dealt with in our lives. We let things slip by. We all have Ben-Hadads. The enemy is always trying to present Ben-Hadads and slip Ben-Hadads into our heart and our lives. Something that's going to hinder us from fulfilling the will of God. Something that's going to shipwreck our faith. He's always planting them there. And when we're too busy to have that life in the Word of God, we let things slip by that ought to be dealt with. And we'll look at the destruction of that in a minute. Beloved, we have an enemy who has one aim, to shipwreck our life, to shipwreck our faith, to shipwreck our family, to shipwreck whatever God has called us to do and place on our hearts and lives. And he's always trying to slip something in. And if we have no life in God's word, God can't expose these things. We won't know the counsel and mind of the Lord. And we'll let things slip by that need to be dealt with when we call other things that are more important than spending time with the Lord and his word. Beloved, having a life in God's word isn't just going to church and hearing sermons. That's where most believers are at. Our whole life in the word is going to church and hearing sermons. But if that's the only time that we open our Bibles, brothers and sisters, we're starving to death. And if that's the only time that we hear the word of the Lord is just when we come to church and hear a sermon on Sunday, then we don't know the mind of the Lord and we don't know what's really going on in our lives because we're just too busy with other things to hear the word of the Lord. As Christians, the priority of our heart should be to love the Lord more than anything else in the world and to seek him in his word. We should daily be in God's word, seeking his heart. And in this place of being in God's word, God has a word for us in everything that pertains to our lives. By his word, he will lead us in his perfect will. By his word, he will give us wisdom in the decisions that we need to make. In his word, he will expose the enemy and the tactics of the enemy. In his word, he will show us the subtle places in our lives where the enemy is trying to slip in and get a foothold. In his word, he'll expose the things that need to be dealt with in our own lives. Beloved, as Christians, the priority of our lives is to love the Lord and spend quality time in his word and allow God to speak to us about the issues and the things that are going on in our heart and our lives. But the tragic misfortune is so many of God's people are so busy with other things. Other things have become more important than spending time with Christ and his word. Our careers have become more important. Our jobs have become more important. Our ministries have become more important. Our personal interests have become more important. Our own agendas have become more important. Keeping ourselves entertained has become more important. And we come to the place where we let days go by without even reading God's word and spending time in God's word. And when we do this, things start slipping by in our hearts and lives that need to be dealt with by the Lord. Now here's the tragedy of Ahab's busyness. Here's the tragedy of his busyness. Look with me at 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 34. Ahab has this man caught and cornered. This evil king is now in the reach of Ahab's sword. He's now in the reach of Ahab's guillotines. Ahab could fulfill the word of the Lord here and deal with this thing once and for all. But in verse 34, look at what Ahab does with this evil king. It says, "And Ben-Hadad said unto him, The cities which my father took from thy father I will restore, and thou shalt make streets for thee in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. Then said Ahab, I will send thee away with this covenant. So he made a covenant with him and sent him away. So instead of destroying him, instead of fulfilling God's word and his counsel, he cut a covenant with Ben-Hadad. The reason why he cut a covenant with Ben-Hadad is because he didn't know the mind of the Lord in this situation. He didn't know the word of the Lord in this crisis because he was too busy to attend to the word of God. And so he cuts a covenant with this man. And brothers and sisters, the tragedy is when we are too busy for God's word, when we're too busy to spend time hearing God's word speak to our heart in that private place of prayer, we cut covenant with things that need to be dealt with and destroyed in our lives. We cut covenant with it. When we're too busy to go into the secret place and allow the Lord to speak to our hearts through his word, we tell things that ought to be dealt with. We tell it things like this. You can stay here as long as you don't interfere with my busyness. As long as you do not try and hinder those things that I think are important, you can stay here because I really don't have time to deal with this. And I really don't have time to deal with these things that ought to be dealt with. See, the one thing that comes to my mind when I think about cutting covenant with things that need to be dealt with is worldliness. worldliness, when we're too busy with things we think are important and we neglect God's word, we allow so much worldliness into our lives. We allow so much worldliness into our homes. We allow so much worldliness in the lives of our children. Worldliness. We become tolerant of worldliness. See, when it comes to the world, I think the biggest thing we can cut covenant with is television. This is just what the Lord put on my heart. It may sound very simple, but this is what the Lord put on my heart. I think when it comes to the world, the biggest thing we cut covenant with is television. We're too busy to really see the pollution the enemy in the world is pumping into our homes. We'll compromise with it and allow our children to watch these worldly things because we're too busy with other things and we really don't see the evil and destructive influence it's having upon our children. Brothers and sisters, you can't have a life in the Word of God. You can't have a life in God's presence and not be sensitive to evil. Not be sensitive to wickedness. But when we don't have that place in God's Word and we're too busy with other things that we feel are more important and we neglect the Word of God and we let days go by without seeking God in His Word, then we lose our sensitivity to wickedness. Brothers and sisters, worldliness. There are so many evil things. You know, what I like about Joseph is he said to Potiphar's wife, he said, after God has given me all these blessings, he said, how can I do this wickedness? Joseph saw sin as wicked. And brothers and sisters, we as God's people, we need to come back to the place where we see sin as wicked. It's not something that we tolerate. It's not something that we will allow and give place in our hearts and our homes because it will have destructive influences upon our lives. But one thing the Lord just really ministered to my heart is there are things that we won't allow into our homes in person, but we don't mind bringing it in through television. Now, what's the difference? You would never let a man and woman come into your home and commit adultery, but we don't mind watching it on TV. We would never allow someone to come into our home and bring in their alcohol, but we don't mind watching it on TV. What's the difference? The Lord really put that on my heart. And brothers and sisters, when we don't have that place in God's Word and we don't have that place in God's presence, we lose our sensitivity to sin and it's no longer wicked and evil anymore. But it is wicked and evil. And you cannot have that place in prayer and going into God's Word daily and really just filling yourself with the presence of God and not have a sensitivity to sin. But when we cut covenant with the enemy in the world, look at what the Lord says when we cut covenant with the enemy in the world. Look at verse 42 again, 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 42. And he said unto him, this is what the Lord says to Ahab. Thus says the Lord, because thou hast let go out of thine hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction. Therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. When you look at Ahab's end, what you'll find is that Ben-Hadad brings his armies back to Israel. And one more time, Ahab finds himself in battle with Ben-Hadad. And it was Ben-Hadad and his enemies that destroyed King Ahab. It was Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad came right back. And brothers and sisters, let me just throw this out here. When we don't deal with things that ought to be dealt with, it will come back to your doorstep and haunt you. And that is what's happening here. So in verse 42, when the Lord says that I'm going to give his life for your life, what the Lord is saying here is, Ahab, this man's going to come back and cause havoc in your life. Going to come back and cause havoc in your life. So what I'm simply saying is, when we cut covenant with the enemy and we allow things to sit in our hearts and sit in our lives that ought to be dealt with, and we're not dealing with them because we're just too busy with other things we think are important, eventually those things will come back and cause havoc in our lives. Brothers and sisters, today the divorce rate in the church is just as high as the divorce rate in the bars and the nightclubs. And I truly believe one of the biggest reasons why is because so many Christians, the priority of our lives isn't really loving Jesus and seeking Him and spending time in His Word. And because we don't have that place, we don't really have that private place of prayer. We don't daily go into that place and spend time with God in His Word. Things begin to slip in our heart and things begin to slip into our lives. Things that God would have exposed in His Word. God would have shown us, just like Ahab, God would have said, here's something the enemy's trying to plant, and we need to deal with this thing. And if we had that place in the Word, allowing God to speak to our hearts, we would have dealt with it. And it would have been removed from our life. God would have healed what He needed to heal. But because we were too busy to deal with it, now it's come back and it's caused destruction. Brother says, I wonder how many marriages, I can't help but think of this, I wonder how many Christian marriages would have been spared if simply loving Jesus and seeking Him with all of our heart would have been the priority of our life. But we let other things have preeminence in our life. Seeking the Lord wasn't first place in our heart. Our job was our first place in our heart. Our career was first place in our life. Other things took first place and we were just too busy for the word of the Lord. And now it has come back and has caused havoc. The Lord put this on my heart. Today there are ministries once ordained by the Lord that are folding and going under. Why? Because leaders over those ministries have become so busy with the ministry, we started neglecting the Lord. And we started neglecting the word of the Lord. And things have come in and slipped in, things that should have been dealt with. But we were too busy building our ministry to seek God in His word. And Benadad came. Benadad found a door through our busyness. But I want to show you what Ahab's greatest tragedy was. His greatest tragedy wasn't that he was so busy with other things, to spend time with God in His Word and to hear the Word of the Lord. That wasn't his greatest tragedy. Let me show you what his greatest tragedy was. Go to chapter 21. Look at chapter 20, verse 42. Let's just read verse 42 through chapter 21, verse 1 and 2, because it all goes together. And here you really see the tragedy. And the prophet said unto him, thus says the Lord, because thou hast let go out of thine hand a man who I have appointed to utter destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. And the king of Israel went to his house heavy and displeased, and came to Samaria. Now verse 1 in chapter 21. And it came to pass, after these things, that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab king of Syria. And Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give it thee for a better vineyard than it, or it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest tragedy right here. What do you mean this is the greatest tragedy? Instead of hearing the word of the Lord that says, Ahab, you're just too busy. What Ahab said is this, I'm just going to get busier. Instead of hearing the prophet and feeling that godly sorrow and repenting and bringing his life back to the word of the Lord and hearing the word of the Lord, Ahab said, you know what? I'm just going to bypass this altar call, because that's what the prophet is doing. He's really giving him an altar call. Ahab says, I'm just going to bypass this altar call and I'm going to get busier. I'm going to buy another piece of land. Now, brother, sister, you got to hear the tragedy of this. The Lord is speaking to this man, and he just totally bypassed what the prophets is saying. He's saying, you think I'm busy now? I'm going to get busier now. I'm going to buy another piece of land. I'm going to tie myself up with another piece of land. I'm going to buy myself another piece of property. What the real tragedy this morning would be is someone hearing this message, and God may be speaking to someone's heart about being too busy, about having misplaced priorities. God may be speaking to someone's heart about, you need to let some things go and you need to start seeking me in my word, because there are things that I want to say to you and there are things that I need to say to you. But instead of really hearing the word, we walk out this morning ignoring it and purposing in our hearts to only become busier. We walk out of here with this mindset that says, not only am I going to ignore the word of the Lord, but I'm going to go buy more property. Or I'm going to go sink more money into my house. Or I'm going to go look for another way to expand my business. This is what is most important to my heart. That would be the tragedy this morning. If the Lord is really speaking to someone's heart and saying, you know, I'm placing my finger on your heart because you become just too busy. There are other things on your heart that are more important to you than seeking my face and letting my word speak and deal with your heart. And yet we hear the word dealing with our heart. You know what? There's some, you need to let some things go because it is robbing you of quality time that you need with me. But yet we ignore that. And we say, you know what? I'm just going to get busier. I'm going to sink more money into my house. I'm going to find another way to expand and build my business and make it more prosperous than it already is. And we totally reject the word of the Lord. That was Ahab's tragedy. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I truly believe the Lord is speaking to us about reevaluating our priorities. The question is, have we become so busy with the things we think are important that we are beginning to neglect the things that are really important? And that's the Lord and His Word. The Lord's just been speaking to my heart. Brothers and sisters, America is headed for some very dark and some very difficult times. And we really need to be building our faith up in the knowledge of God through His Word. Never before do we need to be in the Word of the Lord, learning who He is, learning His heart, learning His character, learning His nature, and building our faith up in our God in the Word of the Lord. And if we're just too busy, we're just too busy for the Lord and too busy to have that daily devotional life with God in His Word. The Lord is saying, you are in a very dangerous place. Because when you're too busy for me and my Word, then things start slipping through that need to be dealt with. And if they're not dealt with, they will come back and haunt your doorstep. They will come back and wreak havoc in your life. But the good news is, His Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And when I spend time with God and His Word, He will expose the enemy. He will show me things in my heart that need to be dealt with. Brothers and sisters, bitterness needs to be dealt with. Because if it's not dealt with, it will reap havoc in your life. Envy and jealousy in our heart does need to be dealt with. And by His Word, God will come very gently and deal with these things. Because if it's not, somewhere down the line, it will shipwreck our faith. I have seen it happen. So what is the priority of our life? What is it that we're really so busy with that we can allow days to go by without spending time with the Lord in His Word? Stand with me this morning.